over to Luke's Gospel, chapter 16, and also Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6. If you need a Bible, raise your hand. The ushers do have some Bibles that you can follow along with us. Now, we do also put our words up on the screen so that people can also see the scriptures as we move along with them. We think that Bible teaching is very important, especially for people who already are born again. If you're already born again, then the next thing you need to do is learn to walk by faith. It's to learn the Word of God. So this is what we're doing, making sure that God's people grow up and are what we call discipled. All right, this is found in Luke's Gospel, chapter 16. It's an account of a man who worked for another man who apparently was either very wealthy or something, but he worked for this particular man, and he proved to be an unjust man, but he was complimented. Let's look at what it says. It says, starting at Luke chapter 16 and verse 1, and Jesus said, so is this also to his disciples. There was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused of him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him, he said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of your stewardship, for thou mayest no longer be a steward. I'll get it right. Then the steward said unto himself, what shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig, and to beg I'm ashamed. And I'm resolved what to do, that when I'm put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors unto him. And he said unto the first, how much owest thou unto my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, take thy bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then said he unto another, and how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said, take thy bill and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. Now, what's happening here? This is a lesson for us. And he's talking about here a man who was supposed to work and gain increase for another man. However, what happened is he proved to be unjust. In other words, he didn't get the man increase. He didn't work properly his job. He didn't get the results that he was supposed to get. And now his boss is going to let him go. He's going to fire him. So what happened? He found out about it. So he runs to the people who owed the boss man money. And he goes to the first one and says, how much do you owe him? He said, well, I owe him 100 or whatever. He said, sit down and cut that in half. Just write half of it, and I'll give it to him. We'll settle your debt right there. Then he goes to another one, the same thing. And notice what he did. He now is making a way for when he gets fired, he can go to people who owe him something. And he can then continue his life on with that kind of lifestyle. Now, of course, this is not the way you're supposed to do business. And this is an unjust system. This is a time of people in Babylon. This is what it does. There's greed. There's where we just came from in Africa, there's absolute corruption. I mean, it's rampant all over the place. It's almost a culture. And so that's what you're dealing with. So that's in the world what you're dealing with. Now, Jesus then commended the unjust steward. He said that this particular man, though, was wise in his dealings. As a matter of fact, he said that the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. Now, that's kind of, it's not a good thing. Let me just say it like that. Because this man had really profited by being unscrupulous in his dealings. He wasn't being forthright, yet he was prospering and continue to prosper in that system. Now, he's saying that if he was using a corrupt system and prospering, why aren't God's people using a righteous system and prospering? He's saying, now, this man is using his system and working it. Why don't the righteous use their system and work it? Now, I think there's a point here. And so what we want to do is understand that most of God's people, this is my answer now, most of God's people have switched kingdoms but never switched systems. They're trying to import Babylon into Daddy's house. They're trying to use a system of thinking, of lack, of fear-based monetary system and bring it into Daddy's house. And it won't work because that's not what God allows in his house, and that's not what's going to really keep you. So my point to you is that you have to make up your mind and make a decision that, wait a minute, I'm going to live according to the way somebody who is living in the kingdom should live. The first thing you have to know in living in the kingdom is that all your stuff is paid for. All your stuff is paid for. When I went into the military in the Air Force, one of the first things that happened, they gave you everything. I was a bachelor at that time, so I lived in the bachelor's officer's quarters. I didn't pay anything for it. It was very nice quarters that we stayed in, that bachelors stayed in, and that's where you live. You didn't pay any rent because it was paid for. Then they gave you uniforms. They gave you free access to a commissary. They gave you hospitalization if you needed. They gave you dental work if you needed. All of it was paid for. Once you come into the government of the kingdom, everything is paid for. It is what is called a commonwealth, and everything is paid for. Now, what you have to do is learn to tap into to receive what is paid already for you. And you have to do that by faith. Let's go over to Matthew's gospel in chapter 6, please. Matthew chapter 6. In verse 19, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. When I was a kid, they used to have an expression called sending up timber. Sending up timber. Now, that meant that you did something good, and because you did something good, you're going to get a reward in heaven. And so that means you're going to have more than a little log cabin at the end of the street. You're going to have something decent in heaven. That is not what this scripture is talking about. It's not talking about something you get in heaven. It's talking about something you get right while you're here on this earth. So what he is saying here is, lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt. In other words, don't put all your faith and trust in the system that you have here, because this system just may fail. And so don't put your trust in that. Put your trust in a higher system, on a higher level, with a higher government that's guaranteed to take care of whatever you give them. And so I experienced that when we were moving from Lake and Pulaski, and we were moving from Lake and Pulaski on the west side of Chicago and moving to Forest Park. And when we're gonna move, I announced that we're gonna move. Well, some of the saints got a little disgruntled and they said, well, we don't think we should move. And so what happened? I moved, and half the people stayed there. Well, it wasn't that many because we only had about 30 members or whatever have you. So it wasn't that many, you know. Okay, but anyway, so the others came, and I looked at this crowd. Now, understand what happened is I walked in the place, in the facility that we were going to use, and I walked in there, and God spoke to my heart. I mean, I could just hear it just plain. He said, take it. Now, the realtor was showing us around. God said, take it. All right, so now I'm taking it, and I move up there, and now half the people don't come. So I'm trying to figure out, how am I going to pay for this? Well, that's the wrong thinking. See, I'm trying to import Babylon into the kingdom. In the kingdom, everything is paid for. I'm going to say it one more time. In the kingdom, everything is paid for. Now, what he's saying is the man in Luke chapter 16 has learned how to work his system. And the people in the kingdom have not learned how to work theirs. And as a result of that, they're trying to live in the kingdom in a Babylonian system. And they're suffering of lack. And so what I'm saying is that God pointed this out to me. He said, son, who do you think told you to move here? I said, you did. Well, who do you think is going to pay for it? I said, well, you are. Well, my point to you is, why would God tell you to do something that's especially impossible and then make you pay for it? That is not the kind of God you serve. You serve the God that not only gives you vision, but provision. And he'll do it every time. He is not capricious. There's nothing capricious about the nature of God. He wouldn't give you a vision without provision. So I had to learn that stop looking at those people, because as long as you look at them, you're going to be short. You're going to be short because you're going to be operating under the curse. Cursed is a man, Jeremiah 17:5, that trusteth in a man and makes flesh his arm, whose heart departs from the Lord. But blessed is a man who trusteth in the Lord. Now, I'm telling you, I had to get my eyes off of folk and put my eyes on the one who actually called me to do all of this. And once I did, we never missed a payment. We made such we were representing Christ in such a way that the realtor came and got saved. He was from way from up north. He came and got saved. And I'm saying, he testified when he got saved that I can set my clock on the first of the month of the church, this church, paying its rent on every first of the month. Now, what were we? We were faithful over a few things. What did God do? Gave us the building. So we bought the whole thing. My point to you is that's working the system of the kingdom. My salary is not my income. My salary is so far below my income. My income is way above my, why? Because my income, I'm not trusting in the income. I'm not trusting in what man can give me. I'm trusting in what God can do for me. And if you do that and get your eyes off of a man, then you'll see the power of the anointing of multiplication take over. Praise God. Now, let me just close this out by saying this. So this is where I really started learning that system. And it's when, before we really went into full-time ministry, what had happened is somebody had an event and they put my name on this thing. And next thing you know, I got a bill for an event that I didn't even sign up for and didn't even attend. And I got this bill. Now, my jaws got tight, I have to admit. I was not walking in love at that point in time. And so I said, boy, you know. And God spoke to me in prayer. Here's what he said. Don't get into strife over that thing. Just get something out of your account. Now, he wasn't talking about an earthly bank account. He's talking about my heavenly account. What he is saying is you're putting up money in this account, but you're not getting anything out. And when you get it out, you got to get it out by faith. Look what he says in James chapter 1, verse 5, please. Over in James chapter 1, verse 5, he said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Now notice what he's talking about here. He's talking about wisdom. And if you lack wisdom, he'll give it to you. But let's see where wisdom is. Look at Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 7. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 7. God layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. Notice what he's done. He's laid it up for the righteous. Notice what you can do. Lay up treasure in heaven. So when you give of offering, all of a sudden, something gets deposited in your heavenly account. Now it's right there. And guess what? No thieves can break through and steal it. It won't corrupt. It won't rot. It won't do anything but stay right there until you get it out. And so notice, even though you have wisdom that's laid up for you, it is not automatic. You're going to ask of God. And when you ask of God, you got to receive that wisdom. And whoever receives it, going to have to receive it how? By faith. Nothing wavering. And then you'll receive it. It's the same thing about withdrawing from your heavenly account. So when you see Jesus sending a man to go fishing and get a coin out of a fish's mouth, He is not doing that without sowing seed. Nobody can do it. Even God himself couldn't get you back without a seed, because he made the law in the earth of sowing and reaping, and he himself will not violate that law. So I'm saying to you right now that you don't have to live by your salary. You live by your seed. And if you've got a child that needs to go to one of the finest universities in the world, why would God bring you into his government, into his kingdom, and all of a sudden you got to pay your way for everybody to move in there? That is not the way it's supposed to be, folks. It's supposed to be that you tap into that unlimited supply in heavenly places that's been laid up for you, and you'll have more than enough money or favor for your child to go to any school you want your child to go to. Say amen to that. Now, we've got to stop living in daddy's house according to Babylonian principles. If the world can work their corrupt system, you can work the righteous system. And it's time for you to work it, folks. Say amen. Your salary is not your source. You should be living way above your salary. Anything you need is already paid for. You sow a seed, tap into that kingdom, and bring that thing right out. So what happened? He said, get something out of your heavenly account. I said, how do I do that? He said, first, decide what you want. Decide what you want. Second, he said, ask and believe you've received it when you pray. That's Mark 11:24. I said, thank you. And then he said, next, what you do is get an agreement with somebody. Lock the devil out of it. And that's Matthew 18:19. Then fourthly, he said, start praising me every day and thanking me for that harvest coming into your hand. Folks, that stuff came in about a week and a half. Lickety split, here it comes in there. I paid off that debt and didn't have to go into strife. I'm just saying, it's been a lot of strife, but because it's been a lot of shortage. And it's been a lot of shortage because people trying to operate in the kingdom according to Babylonian system. Folks, don't let the devil in.